Good morning. The March 27th, 2022 Administration Committee will now begin. I will now take roll call. Board Member Morocco?
Here.
Board Member Adams?
Here.
Board Member Brown?
Here.
Board Member Gordon?
Here.
Board Member Canet?
Here.
Board Member Thomas?
Here.
For the record, Board Members Gordon, Canet, and Thomas are participating remotely. There are no in-person speakers and no queued telephone speakers. Those participating by telephone, if you have not already done so, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad to enter the queue to speak. You will hear a brief tone to indicate you have successfully entered the queue. Operator, we would now like to open the floor for public comments by telephone participants.
Certainly. As a reminder, if you have not already done so, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad to enter the queue to speak. You will hear a brief tone to indicate you have successfully entered the queue. Each speaker will be given 2 minutes for their public comment. A warning will be provided with 1 minute remaining, and again with 15 seconds remaining. Please hold while we poll for public comments. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to make a public comment, please press star 1 on your phone at this time. There were no public comments in queue.
Thank you. Next is the financial update, Jacqueline Stanford.
Good morning. I'm pleased to present New Jersey Transit's financial update for the period July 1, 2021 through April 30th, 2022. Additional information related to key performance indicators, vacancy trends, revenue and ridership, and profit and loss details not presented can be found in the appendix. In slide 1. Through the first 10 months of FY22, ending April 30th, 2022, New Jersey Transit's net loss from operations was $725.7 million. We received $890.7 million of federal COVID relief funding, plus a $10.3 million loss related to the timing of reimbursable project revenue for a net favorable income of $154.7 million. This compares to last year, where we reported a $719.9 million loss from operations, $835 million of federal COVID relief funding, and a $4.9 million gain due to the timing of reimbursable project revenue for a net gain of $120.1 million. Compared to budget, operating revenue was unfavorable by $62.2 million, whereas expenses were favorable by $15.4 million, resulting in an unfavorable net income from operations of $46.8 million. On a year-to-date basis, passenger revenue was $199.9 million, or 87% above last year. However, compared to the budget, passenger revenue was $45.1 million, or 9.5% unfavorable year-to-date. It was also approximately 40% lower than the comparable period pre-COVID. As a result, $108 million in COVID federal stimulus funds were drawn down in April. On the expense side, total operating expenses were $15.4 million below budget. Labor and fringe expenses were $5 million below budget. Revenue vehicle fuel expense was $3.5 million below budget, and purchased transportation was $15.7 million below budget. Next slide. Slide 2 is a more detailed view of passenger revenues. The dotted line at the top of each graph is the pre-COVID baseline, where the solid line represents the 12-month rolling actual revenue since May of 2021. The impact of Omicron can be seen from these graphs, with trend lines decreasing in January below December actuals. However, February experienced a reduction in Omicron infections and an increase in ridership. March continued that trend, with New Jersey Transit total revenue 23.3% more than February. However, April saw a leveling of passenger revenues compared to March. As can be seen in the graph, April total passenger revenues were slightly less than budgeted for that month, but remained 60% of the pre-COVID baseline. Slide 3. Slide 3 is an overview of passenger revenue compared to pre-COVID throughout the period of the pandemic. As of the end of April, rail and bus revenues were 52% and 65% of pre-COVID estimates, respectively. Prior to December of 21, passenger revenues were on pace to match the FY22 budget amount of $590.7 million, or approximately 60% of pre-pandemic totals. However, these trends reversed in December and January due to Omicron and will likely result in fiscal year-end amounts below 60% of pre-pandemic levels. Next slide, 4. This slide presents highlights regarding selected major balance sheet items. Our operating cash balance on April 30th, 2022 was $186.1 million, a $20.8 million increase from March of 2022. Please note this cash balance includes $84 million of restricted cash received from Amtrak dedicated to the Port North Bridge project. On April 30th, 2022, we had $110 million outstanding balance on our credit facility, and our long-term debt balance was $995.5 million. Next slide. The last page illustrates the status of our federal COVID-19 relief funding. As a reminder, there are three different sources of federal funds that have been made available to New Jersey Transit for COVID relief in FY22. Our CARES funding has been fully drawn down, with the final drawdown of $83.8 million having been made in August. The next two tranches of funds are CARES and ARPA, where New Jersey Transit has received approximately $3 billion of funding. In April, we drew $108 million of ARPA, leaving a total of $2.177 billion remaining for future use. As a reminder, eligible expenses for these drawdowns to date would include labor and fringe benefits, purchased transportation costs, professional services, electric propulsion power, and fuel for revenue vehicles. And of these expenses, the majority, or approximately 80% of the funds, has supported labor and fringe. Thank you. That concludes my report.
Thank you. Do any of the board members in the room have any questions or comments? Board Member Adams?
Yes. Jacqueline, I have a question on slide 2, I believe it is. There's mention here, I have to go back to slide 2. There's mention here of state operating assistance delayed with last payment in November 2021. And then there was an article by, I guess I believe it was Colleen Wilson who mentioned it. So maybe Bill, it's either for you or Kevin. What's the status of that?
I'll turn that back to Bill or Jackie.
Okay.
Sure. Board Member Adams, the state did, back in November, start withholding the monthly general fund subsidy. We were told, and we believe it is still under consideration at the state level, as to, you know, what the ultimate result will be from the what would have been $100 million was the original appropriation.
So normally, how much per month would we have received if it had continued? What is the
a little bit over $8 million a month?
It's $8 million a month, and as of November of 2021 was the last time we received anything from the state.
Correct. So we had received 41.7. which you can see on that chart, and then mm-hmm. we started accounting for it as if we were not going to receive it. So we're showing that as a negative variance okay. on the report, and have been showing that monthly since December.
And the state has told you that it's under consideration.
Correct.
And that's the last you've heard from them.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you. No other questions.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from board members in the room? Are there any comments or questions from board members that are participating remotely?
Megan?
Yes, board member
That's
Gordon.
Bob Gordon. Can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead.
Oh, thank you. There was just a recent press story about overtime levels at New Jersey Transit. And I guess my question is, have we done any benchmarking of our overtime levels against any of our peer agencies, just to see how we compare? And I guess my final question is, you know, one question that occurred to me, see this kind of, let's see, moving on overtime, is that maybe need to become more competitive in hiring people. And I know that certainly we're having challenges attracting enough bus drivers and holders of CDL licenses. But is there an issue with our ability to get enough people on the payroll to mitigate the overtime? Perhaps Bill or Kevin can address that.
Yeah, Board Member Gordon, it's Kevin. I'll address that. Benchmarking between agencies, and as you know, we've discussed that on other different aspects, is really difficult. Our percentage was less than, say, the MTA overall percentages.
Okay.
Where you really see it depends on systems, what kind of systems they have, what workforce is done internally, what's done externally. I'm talking sort of on a AAPA or international level, so it's really tough. It's sort of to get to equalize apples to apples. But you know, for us, we certainly do it by the budget, and we look at what the budget is. And when you look at departments that are having a high degree of overtime, say for rail, for example, when we had a shortage of engineers, we had engineers who were, you know, thinking of that story. You see some, obviously, with seniority, they, you know, they can get the priority on the hours, and there are some who like overtime. They, you know, like sort of almost count on it, I think, to a certain degree. And then when we have full ranks, maybe they don't get much overtime, and they're a little, maybe a little even unhappy about that. But for us, it's a balance. And you know, if you have too much overtime, you look at where you can trade off to obviously hire more people and get that right mix of you know, overtime versus, you know, number of employees. And I think you see that on bus recently, obviously, with the shortage, the difficulty getting commercial drivers. And also when you have a big spike where people are out, say, like with the Omicron variant, you know, you get certain incidents. You know, obviously holidays, you know, say for, you know, police and others, you know, where there's a, you know, a lot of activities, you know, whether it's a period of concerts or football games or, you know, New Year's, et cetera, you know, the holiday season, you know, you'll get spikes in overtime where you wouldn't want to hire people just for those peaks. So it's really sort of department by department. Big issue is when you start seeing significant variances, to your point, of, you know, where you're having a lot of spike in overtime and yet you're having trouble filling positions. And that's, you know, we've got that on the rail side. We had that situation a few years ago, and we had that under control with rail. But as you know, with the bus, with the shortage of drivers, that certainly, you know, we have a limit on the number of hours of service. Both rail and bus and light rail, our you know, employees can perform. But to those who want overtime, certainly when there's a shortage of, you know, when we have a shortage of drivers, then there's more opportunities, and you're going to be seeing more of a spike. So. You know, as you know, we do have a current $6,000 signing bonus for bus, and we're trying to promote that. But it's a very competitive market with, you know, UPS and others, you know, Amazon, who are offering a good deal more. So that is a constant challenge, certainly in today's market.
Okay. You know, I appreciate that. I know you can make apples to apples comparisons, but you know, security analysts are comparing companies all the time through basic financial ratio analysis. And I just, you know, I think it might be a useful exercise just to, you know, see how we compare, so that if we are, if there is a significant variance, you know, we're alerted to that. Just a thought.
Thank you. Are there any other board member comments? Okay, hearing none. Next is the Human Resources Update, Glenn Schuster.
Good morning, committee members and New Jersey Transit community. My name is Glenn Schuster. I am the Chief Human Resources Officer at New Jersey Transit. Before we dive into the Human Resources Dashboard for March and April, I want to highlight a few of our department's achievements and recognition over the past 2 months. First, I'd like to provide an update on our employee engagement efforts with our employees. In April, we celebrated Earth Day every day with a series of lectures and presentations designed to help employees build a stronger relationship with sustainability. On Earth Day, April 22nd, New Jersey Transit employees collaborated with the City of Newark and local businesses to slam dunk the junk. Through this program, volunteers gathered throughout Newark to clean up litter and leave spaces better than they found them. This year saw the largest participation New Jersey Transit has seen in its 16 years of participation. It was led for the first time by Newark native Anita Green. Thank you, Anita. In May, we held our annual employee art exhibit, at which we celebrated our talented employees' creativity. 19 employees from across the organization displayed artworks across a variety of media, including drawings, paintings, photographs, and sculptures, to an audience of virtual attendees. Also, employee engagement hit the road to highlight our $1,000 refer a friend program at 17 different locations. As a reminder, if you're a New Jersey Transit employee, you can earn $1,000 if you refer a candidate as a bus operator, bus mechanic, bus service person, bus cleaner, or foreman too. So far, we have generated over 150 referrals through this program. On the talent acquisition front, an update on bus operations hiring. Human Resources continues to pursue increased hires for bus operators. Following two in-person hiring events in April, we extended nearly 60 conditional offers to new bus operators and sent another round of postcards to advise our Refer a Friend program. These programs are in addition to our regular recruiting efforts. We continue to offer CDL orientation once a month and hold weekly information sessions for the positions of bus operators. We're also working towards advertising open bus operator positions at the Motor Vehicle Commission. On the police hiring front, as a reminder, on January 31st, 2022, New Jersey Transit accepted over 1,800 applications for the position of New Jersey Transit Police Officer Trainee. The written exam was held on April 23rd at the New Jersey City University for about 700 applicants who passed the agility portion of the test. Over 400 applicants passed the written test and now will begin interviews starting in June. Interviews will be hosted by HR and police command staff for classes starting in the fall of 2022 and spring of 23. Internship update, New Jersey Transit received over 1,500 applications from potential interns from colleges such as New Jersey Institute of Technology, Rutgers University, New Jersey City University, Stevens Institute of Technology, the College of New Jersey, Boston University, and many more. As of now, 80 interns are clear to start, 17 interns are still clearing background, and 8 interns have been approved for extension into the summer of 2022 program, with more interns being added every day. Human Resources will report on New Jersey Transit's summer internship program in greater detail at the next Open Administration Committee meeting after we officially welcome our interns at headquarters on June 6th. On the talent development front, New Jersey Transit continues to develop our talented employees through a variety of innovative programs. In particular, I'd like to highlight that 8 of our leaders, most of whom are at director level, joined the 2-week New Jersey Leadership Academy sponsored by the New Jersey Department of Transportation, led by our very own board chair. Before we dive into the dashboard for April and May, I just want to acknowledge the progress that New Jersey Transit Human Resources had made over the course of my 6 months in the position. In that time, Human Resources has forged stronger partnerships with our peers, both within and beyond the agency. We have seen significant increases in the rate of applications to and hire at New Jersey Transit, and I'm proud to share that we've also slashed our average time to hire in half. Much work remains to be done, but these early gains show that Human Resources is on the right path. Just want to take a second to thank the entire Human Resources team for their dedication and hard work. And now we'll get into the monthly dashboard. For March, we had 589 positions to fill. We had 180 positions in corporate and agreement we had 25, and non-agreement we had 155. For bus, we had 339 positions, agreement we had 286, and non-agreement we had 53. Rail, we had 61 positions, agreement 24, and non-agreement 37. Light rail, 9 positions, 0 in agreement, and 9 in non-agreement. For April, we had 546 positions to fill. Corporate, we had 162 positions, which included 26 total agreement and 136 non-agreement. Bus, we had 271 positions, which includes 217 agreement and 54 non-agreement. Rail, 103 positions, 64 agreement, 39 non-agreement. Light rail, we had 10 positions, 0 in agreement, and 10 in non-agreement. For March, new employee hires. For corporate, we had 1 agreement and 16 non-agreement. For bus, we had 62, which included 56 bus operators, 4 cleaners, and 2 servicemen. And non-agreement, none. Rail, we had 59 in March, which included 25 assistant conductors. And non-agreement, we had one. Light rail, we had no new hires, both on the agreement and non-agreement side. Promotions, in corporate, we had agreement 0, non-agreement 14. Bus, we had no promotions in either agreement or non-agreement. Rail, we had one agreement promotion and 8 non-agreement promotions. Light rail, we had 0 agreement and 5 non-agreement promotions. Job reclassifications, we had corporate agreement 0, non-agreement 4. Bus had 23 job reclassifications, non-agreement 0. Rail had 0 agreement and 1 non-agreement. And light rail had 2 agreement and 0 non-agreement. Retirements, corporate had 1, non-agreement 2. Bus had 7 and non-agreement for agreement and non-agreement 2. For rail, we had 5 agreement and 1 non-agreement. Light rail, 1 agreement, no non-agreement. Other separations, corporate, we had 1 in agreement and 11 in non-agreement. Bus, we had 30 in agreement and 1 in non-agreement. Rail had 17 in agreement and 2 in non-agreement. Light rail had 0 in agreement and 1 in non-agreement. New hires for April, corporate agreement had 1, non-agreement 20. Bus agreement 60, which included 41 bus operators, 10 cleaners, and 9 servicemen. Non-agreement 0. Agreement rail, we had 9. And non-agreement 1. Light rail had no new hires in April. Promotions in April, agreement had 0. Non-agreement had 14. Bus agreement 0. Non-agreement 0 as well. Rail had 6 agreement and 11 non-agreement. Light rail had no promotions in agreement and 2 non-agreement promotions. Job reclassifications, there were none in corporate. Bus agreement 19, non-agreement 0. Rail had no job reclassifications. Light rail had 1 and non-agreement for agreement and none for non-agreement. Retirements, agreement had 1, non-agreement 0. Bus had 14, non-agreement 2. Agreement, rail had 3 in agreement and 2 in non-agreement. Light rail, 1 agreement and 1 in non-agreement. Other separations, corporate, we agreement had none, non-agreement 7. Bus, agreement 26, non-agreement 2. Rail, 14, agreement, 1 non-agreement. Light rail, 1 agreement, 1 non-agreement. Disciplinary actions for March, both suspensions and discharges for corporate was 0. Bus had 48 suspensions, 7 discharge. Rail had 36 for agreement and 1 for 1 discharge and agreement. Light rail had agreement, had 0. April, suspensions and discharges. Corporate had 0 on the agreement and 1 suspension on non-agreement. Bus had 26 suspensions in agreement, 1 discharge in agreement. Suspensions for non-agreement was 3 and 2 discharges in bus. Rail suspensions had 44 for agreement, discharges 0 for agreement, and none in non-agreement. Light rail had no discharges or suspensions for agreement, and they had 1 discharge for non-agreement. That is my report.
Thank you. Do any of the board members in the room have any questions or comments? Board Member
Atkins. You know I had a
question. I did.
And thank you for that report. That's an excellent report. I love to hear the fact that Transit has a whole group of young and eager and talented interns in to help replenish the staff. But I do have a question. It's an older question. When Naeem does his report, he does his affirmative action EEO complaints report. And I think it was Board Member Gordon a few months ago asked, Do we have something similar for salary disputes? Because I'm sure at times employees say, I should be paid a little bit more or benefits or whatever the case may be. And that's not an affirmative action EEO complaint, but it's a complaint that I think the board would be interested to see, you know, what the trends are. Do we have a lot of salary complaints, how they're handled? Something, a chart similar to what Naeem puts together. And my second question is, and I mentioned this before when talking with capital programs, I'm very concerned about our ability to fully staff New Jersey Transit going in now and going into the future. Because with all this federal infrastructure money coming out, we're going to be competing for the same limited amount of talent. So I guess my direct question is, has there been a recent salary study that New Jersey Transit has sponsored or done to be able to see, you know, how we compare with some of our sister agencies? And I guess I think, and the reason I mentioned is when we had a transaction, I think Kevin and the CEO from New Jersey Turnpike were joking about, you know, stealing each other's people. So the competition is high. And I'm not as concerned about Central and South Jersey. I'm more concerned about the Port Authority and MTA in New York City. I think that's where our competition is. So I guess my question is, has there been a recent salary study done? And if there has, could you share, could it be shared with the board?
Sure. Kevin, do you want to?
I'd certainly share with the board, and I think the most recent studies, Glenn, obviously we had with McKinsey a while ago, and then we had some updates on it. If you've got the, and we can get the data to the board.
Yeah, through Megan, you can just share it with the board.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Those are my only questions. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments or questions from the board members in the room? Okay. What about the board members remotely? Bob? Board Member Gordon, did you have a comment?
I would just to follow on Board Member Adams' comment, I believe what I had asked about some time ago is whether there had been, whether we could get any data on complaints filed regarding pay equity, because I have been led to believe that there had been a number of such complaints, and that prompted us, as I recall.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments? Okay. At this point, we'll move on to the next report, which is the Equal Employment Opportunity and Affirmative Action Update. Naeem Dim.
Thank you. Good morning, and good to be here in person after all these months. I'm going to start with the slide that comes after the cover slide, some highlights. The Office of EEO Affirmative Action continue to process new complaints and reduce the number of pending complaints. At the end of April, last month that is, 40 complaints were under investigation. Last year at the end of April, there were 38 complaints which were under investigation, and currently we have 37 complaints under investigation. As part of our continued outreach to employees, we have resumed visits to New Jersey Transit facilities to make employees aware of our non-discrimination and anti-harassment policy and show them how they can contact our office if they have an EEO complaint or concern. Our staff recently visited the following rail and bus facilities: the Hoboken Terminal, New York Penn Station, Orange Bus Garage, Dover, and Dover Rail Yard. We have scheduled visits to several rail facilities in June. These include the Meadowlands Maintenance Complex, Great Notch Yard, the Raritan Yard, Port Morris Yard, Gladstone Rail Yard, and Bayhead Rail Yard. We will continue these visits through the year. In addition to these visits, we also disseminate information about our office and its organizational role through print and internal electronic media. Through arrangements with our outside vendor, we plan to relaunch our online training in July. Among the topics covered in this training are the following: prevention of discrimination and harassment, avoidance of retaliation, employment law essentials for managers, diversity, inclusion, sensitivity, workplace violence prevention, unconscious bias, and creation of a positive work environment. Just moving on to the next slide. This slide shows the number of new complaints that were filed and closed per month, starting with March 2021, and it ends on April 2022, last month. For the reporting period, that's March and April, 14 new complaints were received and 10 complaints were closed. Just going to move on to the next slide. This slide shows the status of complaints filed this year and in prior years. So as of the end of April, all complaints which had been filed in 2020 and any prior year had been closed. As of end of April, 16 complaints filed in 2021 were still under investigation, and 24 complaints filed this year were under investigation. For the 2021 complaints, we are in the process of finalizing those investigations and trying to bring them to a conclusion as quickly as we can. The next slide provides the basis for all complaints that were opened at the end of April. If you look at the pie chart on the left, it shows the most frequently alleged basis for discrimination. This included allegations of discrimination based on race, which is 20%, sex, 20%, color, 8%, age, 7%, as well as allegations of retaliation, which were 16%. The pie chart on the right shows the basis for discrimination alleged in complaints by action. And the majority of these complaints allege non-sexual workplace harassment, just 80%. Of the complaints that allege non-sexual harassment, most allege harassment based on race, followed by retaliation. In conclusion, I wish to thank my team for their hard work and dedication, and this concludes my report. Thank you, and have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you. Do any of the board members in the room have any questions or comments? Do any of the board members participating remotely have any questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, board members, that concludes the agenda for the Administration Committee. Thank you for your participation. Those participating remotely may disconnect.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good night. Naeem, you're right. Thank you for have a happy Memorial Day weekend, everyone. Yes.